The heavy rain did not stop truckers from making sure their voices were heard. With horns blaring, a convoy of truckers circled the streets of the nation's capital to express their displeasure over the high cost of diesel fuel. The group, which calls itself Truckers and Citizens United, say trucking drives the nation's economy, delivering the goods that keep commerce flowing. Tom Spruill works for a trucking firm in Hagerstown, Maryland. He says if truckers go out of business, he's not the only one who will be without a job.
These guys are the backbone of the United States, and without them, we have nothing. And someone needs to listen to us to understand that unless these oil prices go down, this country's in for a big, going to have a big problem.
Event organizers say about 350 vehicles took part in Monday's rally.
We have to stop this.
Joya Nouri says many of the truckers who took part are struggling to stay afloat financially.
A lot of these men have saved up all of their lives to be able to own their own rigs. And the cost of fuel is so high, they have some of them are giving their rigs back to the bank. They can't afford the payment on the truck and to maintain the fuel and the higher tolls on a lot of the roads across the country.
Nouri says what truckers want is also what U.S. citizens want. They say the $18 billion in tax incentives given to big oil companies over the last 10 years need to stop, and the money used to lower the price of gas.
They want the United States to stop stockpiling oil into oil reserves and to spread that oil across our land for us to be able to use. It's costing all of us. All of us are drivers. We have to stop this.
The rain eventually brought the rally indoors.
You need to act right now.
Truckers say the goal of the protest is to let the nation's leaders know that high diesel prices are not just affecting truckers, but also small business owners, families, and individuals. Millar Sega, VOA News.